At the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm visiting with Todd DeBach from New Holland, and thanks again to New Holland for being the sponsor of our coverage of the show here on AgWire.com. Todd, let's talk about some new boomers you've got here. These are your compact utility tractors. What's new in the boomer line right now?
Well, this is the worldwide debut right here at the National Farm Machinery Show of our new boomer model 54 and 46Ds. These are class-leading product. They are unique in the compact tractor market in that they offer a mechanical CVT, continuously variable, easy drive transmission. Put simply, it is not only super easy to operate, basically throw the direction you want and just press on a pedal like you would with an automatic car, gives you infinite speed selection, but it also gives you better driveline efficiency, improved from a hydrostatic transmission. These units, too, I think the thing folks are going to notice right off the bat is the operator platform. Whether you're dealing with the Insight operator platform on the ROPS, which is very spacious, it is cab forward, which means your visibility is simply the best you can get, or you step up to the Super Sweet cab. The Super Sweet cab, bar none, is the finest cab you're going to find in a compact tractor. It's the roomiest. So whether you're a big guy like myself or a small person, you're going to be able to fit in there comfortably. It comes with things like tilt and telescopic steering. And the cab models, because we're concerned with productivity and safety, all of the cab models come with a high visibility panel, which is, I mean, it's outstanding. If you talk about the sloped hood on this vehicle, the curved boom loaders, which you'll find on probably 80%+ of these will have front-end loaders on them, you'll be able to see forward visibility to your bucket or when the bucket is raised. Is simply, there's nobody else that can touch the Boomer 46 or 54D with the Super Sweet cab. When you look at, from a technology standpoint, we started out with the CVT, which is already class leading. Now, we've gone to Tier 4B emissionization on our power plants. It's a brand new three-cylinder electronic fuel management common rail engine that not only meets Tier 4B emissionization, but there's nothing that the operator needs to do. There's no regen feature. It's got exhaust gas recirculation and a PM catalyst that you never have to fool with. So you load her up with diesel and you go off and make the best use of your time. These engines, I'll tell you, people are going to be blown away by the torque backup they have. Once you go to electronic fuel management, even with a small displacement engine, it gives you the ability to get that fuel in the cylinder when it's required. And what that results is a very broad torque curve and much better torque backup than we've been able to get in the past. So the folks will, even folks that may have seen a similar horsepower tractor in the past, will get in this and be amazed that it says 54 horse on the side of the tractor, but performs like something you would have thought was a 65 or 74 horse tractor in the past.
Now, we've been on the show here just for a little while, really. I know you. I think you just got in today, even.
Yes.
But have you had a chance to get any feedback?
Oh, it's been outstanding. I've had several in-depth conversations with customers. I think what draws folks to this is the appearance of the vehicle and the Super Sweet cab, and when they get in it, you know, I people shop nowadays, and that's one of the things about the machinery show is customers can browse many manufacturers. But it's funny when they come over and say, my God, your cab is so much bigger than the other guys. There's so much more room in there. The visibility is so much better. That's what hooks them in. And then when you start talking about just how easy it is to operate the CVT. So if you're folks that are, you know, and there's a wide variety of customers that will go after this, whether you're a landscape contractor who likes the infinite speeds and the featherability, the inching ability of a CVT, or whether you're talking about an estate owner that, you know, that comes home from work in their luxury car and gets out and wants a luxury compact tractor to do their chores, the Boomer CVT 46 or 54D is going to hit the mark straight on for these customers.
How about in terms of availability with this line right now?
So the Boomer 46 or 54D are going into production this month, and they're going to start showing up at New Holland dealers here in the next, I'll say, 45 days. Already out on our website. We've already got full-line product literature, which features this. I've had a great time handing it out today. It just came off the presses a couple of weeks ago, ahead of the actual rollout of the product. And I tell you what, once the orders have been brisk on these, dealers were very excited when we showed it to them at the Operation Blue and Yellow Drive event last fall. And I just can't wait to get them in dealer lots and customers to get their hands on them. Towards the end of this year, we're going to be bringing back, we had a very successful reminiscent of the good old days with the Genesis tractors, Gotta Drive It demo campaign. Once my pipeline is full, I want to get people in the seats of these tractors. Once they get in the seat of the tractor, they want the tractor. So be looking for Gotta Drive It coming in Q2 of 2015 at a New Holland dealership near you.
Well, I will. The one near me is literally just about 2 miles from my house. So I drive by it every day. I'll keep my eye out there the
Absolutely.
Next month or so and see if I can get a little ride and drive when I stop by. Well, thank you very much, Todd DeBock, here at National Farm Machinery Show. Again, visiting with our sponsor about what's new, and it doesn't get much newer than the new line of Boomer tractors. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.